This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 182. Start from the start for your perfect IELTS path. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show.
In today's IELTS Energy podcast, we answer a question from a listener who is confused about where to start when it comes to creating his study plan and timeline. Find out where to get help on this and who you can trust.
Hey, Lindsay.
How's it going?
Let's go to, is there a delay or something?
Yeah, we've got a bit of a delay here today, but we're going to get through it and we're going to publish this episode anyways. That's okay.
there's always the convenience of having all of your work be online and, you know, like at the touch of your fingertips and being able to do it from home. Like there's so many awesome, convenient things about how we work, right? But
so many.
At the same time, like there are so many, there's so much potential for tiny little technical glitches to just like throw it all off.
Yeah, no, and that's why we plan well in advance. And we've talked about that, right? That's why we record these episodes 2 weeks, because I don't want to have a heart attack like the day before if an episode's not ready.
Yeah. You know?
I just don't want to put myself through that. And our listeners should take a cue from us, right? I mean, that's the way we want to plan for IELTS too. So that leads us right into our question for today, Jessica. We have a really interesting situation.
Nicely done. Nicely done, Lindsay. Good style segue.
Well, thank you.
Okay, so yeah, so what's our question today? It's a really good question from a listener who I actually get to talk to soon, but yeah, go ahead.
I know, it's a great question, and this is a great question. So we got an email a few days ago from a student who has been told by a consultant for the Canadian Immigration Program that he needs to get a 7 on reading, writing, and speaking, and a listening, an 8 on listening, okay? So he's never taken the IELTS exam, and he has no idea whether he's even in that range, okay? So he really needs to get a sense of what's possible for him so that he can plan out his next year in terms of this whole immigration process. I mean, so I thought today, Jessica, we could offer some recommendations if some of our students are brand new to IELTS and they don't even know what ballpark they're in or whether this is even a possibility to get this score. What should they do and where can they start and who can they talk to?
That's tough, man. Yeah. I mean, there's no, well, first of all, there's no way that you can do it by yourself. Like there's no way that you can like buy, so you could buy a Cambridge practice test book, right? And a lot of people do.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I really like about those practice test books is that for the reading and listening, you can count the number of answers you got correct. And in the back of the book, it has like a guideline, like, but it doesn't tell you the exact score you'd get even then. So what it looks like is, if you got, you know, like 30 to 38 questions correct or like 30 to 40 questions correct, you are likely to score highly on the exam. Like that's all except it doesn't even say like 35 correct answers equals a 6.5. Like it doesn't say that.
It's very vague.
Yeah. It's general because it has to be, because even on IELTS, the difficulty of the reading and listening changes slightly from week to week. It is impossible to nail the exact same thing every week. Like that's impossible. So what IELTS does is like it looks at the score, the number of correct answers it gets on each one, and then it'll adjust, right? So it's this whole like equation that is kept secret in British Council headquarters. Like nobody even knows. So first of all, that's the first thing. You can get a sort of ballpark vague idea of how you would do on the reading and listening. Yes. But for speaking and writing, there is no way that you can read your own essay and score yourself and know what, right. like, if you're going to get a 7, like, that's impossible. So basically,
it wouldn't even make sense if we don't know what the examiner's looking for. It wouldn't even make sense to go and do that, would it?
Exactly. Yeah. Like that's, you just can't. So, firstly, I guess I'm speaking around this, but what I'm trying to say is you need help is what you need. Like you need someone else to help you here. And there is the option of just going and taking the IELTS test and seeing how you score. But we don't recommend that option because you're basically throwing away like $260 and then you still have to wait 2 weeks to find out your score. So you're like wasting those 2 weeks and you're wasting that money. So that's not
an
option.
A lot of money to waste.
So,
I mean, oh gosh.
You need to find someone who knows the test. You need to find an IELTS professional, maybe an ex-examiner, or maybe, you know, like you need to find an IELTS professional that really does know the scoring system and will give you an idea of what kind of score you could get. Now, if you are dealing with a teacher or tutor who is a current examiner or who was an examiner in the past, they're not allowed to tell you like, okay, I would give you a 6 here because blah, blah, blah. We can't actually say that, but what we can say is, well, you're not quite at the 7 mark because of this and this. You know, there are ways to talk around it. There's, you know, we can be creative. Be like, well,
okay.
Yeah. Good. So maybe you're almost over a 7 because you're doing this well and you need to do this or, right. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this is really important to start somewhere start with a professional, talk to someone so that you know that you're starting in the right place, right? Because the answer we get would have a lot of implications, right? If the person we talk to tells us, no, we're in the range of a 5.5 band score, or for example, you're not there. You can plan your whole year around getting to that 7 or 8, but you know, it's going to take a lot longer, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You have to start somewhere. You have to know how much work you still need to put in. So this is, I really like this question because this is starting, where you have to start at the very beginning of your IELTS practice. You need to know what your strengths and weaknesses are in order to know, okay, well, I mean, geez, if I need an 8, but I'm just at a 5, I'm going to give myself a year. Like that's going to be really hard to go from a 5 to an 8. But if you're already at a 7, right? Then you could say, you know what? I think I can improve my score in 3 months. So you're going to give yourself 3 months.
Yeah.
Right? Like you need to know how much time and effort you need to invest and when you need to schedule your test. Because, I mean, these test centers are so busy these days that you need to book your test 3 months in advance for a lot of test centers because they're full up, you know? So there's a lot that goes into the planning stage just before you even start studying. The planning stage you need to invest some time in.
More than 500 students have used our strategies to get a 7 or higher on the IELTS exam. And the way you can get started with the Insider Method is to get our free 3-part video series. Go to allearsenglish.com/INSIDER to get the video series for free now. See you there. Yeah. And as we've said before on previous episodes, the people who are calm, calculated, and they work through this in a step-by-step manner. And it starts even before we get into the course that we're going to choose, right? It starts on day one when that consultant or the immigration officials tell us we need this exam. It starts then. Right?
Exactly.
So really just being smart about how we do this. Yeah.
Exactly. So in our course, we have a study plan, a 30-day study plan and a 60-day study plan. So if you have already been studying IELTS, like you've already been in this phase where you're like, okay, I've been studying, but I do not know like where, what I'm supposed to do right now, because what I'm doing isn't working and I'm not getting the scores I need, then you can, you could go into our course and use our study plan for the 30 days and the 60 days. If you're just starting IELTS and you have no idea what's happening, I don't recommend jumping straight into a course. I think you should take a couple days, right, to look at our resources on our website and learn what IELTS is. First of all, you know,
like that.
You need, you need a place to start. So you need to, sorry, I have my neighbor's waving at me in the window. I got distracted for a second. Sorry about that. I'm so lucky to live on such a friendly street, but he can see I'm recording. So he's like, oh, sorry. I'll come back. Anyway. So learn what IELTS is first. Go ahead and look at those public descriptors of the speaking and writing. Go ahead and buy a Cambridge practice test book. Look at some practice tests online just so you know what you're getting into, right? And then you can drop us an email and we can help you with your next step. So for example, the student that wrote this email, right? Like we're addressing him directly, right? How are we going to help him?
Yeah. So you're actually going to be meeting with this student, Jessica. We're offering him a 30-minute consultation. It's not free. So there is a fee for this, guys, but we can offer this to our listeners. Guys, if you are not ready to jump into a course, if you want to get, as we say in English, the lay of the land, right, Jessica?
Yeah.
Get a sense of how everything is situated and what your options are within IELTS. We can offer a 30-minute, or if it needs to be an hour, we can do that too. We'll do each on an individual basis. You can meet with Jessica and talk through your next steps, right?
Exactly.
I like that idea.
Yeah. So this, I mean, luckily our course is, we are the people that do our course. It is ours. We talk to students on Facebook. We are flexible, right? With the other services that we can provide. It's not just this one IELTS course that we have, right? We have a lot of bonuses, a lot of packages that we're always creating for
contests.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I think this is a great place to start, guys. If you are just starting off and you don't know where to go, first of all, it's really difficult to find a person that can tell you where you're at. If they're not intimately involved with the IELTS exam, they can't help you. I mean, we just talked about this a couple weeks ago about how to get feedback on your writing. Yeah. And I used the example of one of my students who was getting feedback from her daughter, who's a native speaker, well, a near native speaker, right? Like very fluent.
Yeah.
But even though she has awesome English, she doesn't know the test. And so especially with like writing task one, these like graphs or even the general training letter, like that person can't tell you what to do or what your score would be. They don't know. Like you need someone that knows the test. So if you would, you know, you need to be able to find that person and, you know, don't waste your time looking because we're already here. So go ahead and go to our course and contact Lindsay and, you know, we can help you figure out your next steps.
I love that idea. It's all about taking the right first step. You know, again, it goes back to building the house. It's the foundation. And before even building the foundation, which is your strategies, which is the, you know, the test practice and things like that, it's getting on the right track, right? Like mapping out your year. What are you going to do first? What's a realistic score to aim for? When should you take your exam? These are all questions we can't answer by ourselves.
Exactly. And I'm so glad that that student like automatically thought to email us and ask. I mean, that was the correct first step, is to see help from a knowledgeable professional and be like, okay, what should I do now? Because I have no idea. I mean, you could, he could have easily just said, okay, you know what? I'm just going to do this myself and I'm just going to do it for free. No problem. I have the internet. But like instead, he realizes that like that's impossible. Okay. Like you do at some point, guys, even if you are in this stage where you're only using free resources, that's fine. And I get it. But I promise you, you will reach a point where you realize you can't do everything yourself, especially when it comes to speaking
it'll happen.
And writing. Like, that's impossible. I mean, we just said, like, you can't grade yourself and you can't tell yourself what the examiner wants because you don't know.
yeah. Yeah, this cannot be a DIY, do-it-yourself kind of mission. And the other wrong move that this student could have made, but he didn't, thankfully, is he didn't go to the forums, right? A dangerous place to go when he's at this point would be to go to the forums and take advice from students who maybe didn't even pass and follow what they did, right?
Yeah.
And that would be a dangerous road to go down and a very bad way to start off. We need to start off on the right foot.
Yeah, I love so many students do that. And then like on those forums, then you see other students answering their questions. And like I go through and read some of this stuff and I'm just like, why are you asking another student who got like a six that person doesn't know?
We should highlight some of those on our podcast and correct the advice, Jessica. We should do that sometime.
Let's just do that in the next episode. Let's just, okay. Like I said, we're flexible. We can be spontaneous. Let's talk about in the very next episode.
We can pivot on a dime.
We're going to look at some silly forum questions and answers.
That sounds like fun.
Love it. Yeah. Awesome.
That sounds like fun. Let's finish up this episode so we can get to that. I'm so excited.
I know. We do.
All right. So the advice is, guys, start off on the right foot. Start off strong. It'll not only get you on the right foot in terms of learning the skills you need, it'll get you in the right mental state, right?
Exactly.
A big issue in this test is anxiety. And if you start off in the wrong way, you will bring on more anxiety than you need. And you'll get in this downward spiral that we want to make sure we don't get into.
Exactly. Just start off, like Lindsay said, on the right foot, but start off clean and confident, right? I mean, clean by knowing your path. You are not just exploring all these resources that you can't trust and don't know about. Just contact us. Look at our site, guys. We have everything you need and we can get you started today on the right path so you can improve your scores and not waste time or money.
Yeah, brilliant. I love it. All right. Well, let's wrap it up for today. Jessica, thanks for talking about this. I'm glad we hit on this topic because it's big.
It is.
Very fundamental.
And thanks to our listener for writing in. And I can't wait to talk to him. All right.
All right.
Have
excellent.
A good day.
All right. See you next time. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.